Coco, Brian.
To call Zingerman's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a deli is to miss the mark by a mile. Yes, their sandwiches are out of this world. Don't forget the pickle.
Sour and half sour in the Midwest, they say new and old.
And on a recent Sunday, patrons lined up for breakfast in the cafe.
Okay, and for you?
I will have the Rick's New Skis.
Rick's New Skis. And for you?
Renee's Kitchen Magic.
Renee's Kitchen Magic.
That's various forms of eggs and bacon. But Zingerman's is also a meeting place. It's an emporium of fine and hard-to-find foods, and it's an idea.
Let's go.
How's your morning?
How's it going?
Good. Brian Garrish.
That's Ari Weinzweig. He co-founded Zingerman's in 1982 with Paul Saginaw. Ari and I make our way through the several old historic buildings that make up Zingerman's, Ari greeting customers as we go, to the bookstore section, and some are his.
The first part one is a lapsed anarchist's approach to building a great business. And part two is a lapsed anarchist's approach to being a better leader. And part three is a lapsed anarchist's approach to managing ourselves. And part four will be a lapsed anarchist's approach to the power of beliefs in business.
You are the lapsed anarchist.
Yes,
I'm less and less lapsed,
more and more anarchist.
How do you be an anarchist and run a successful, what, $30 million?
$60
million. Okay, $60 million a year business.
There's nothing in anarchism that's opposed to organization. In fact, it's in favor of organization because it helps people to get to greatness. It's just the key is that it be freely chosen and that it's not forced on people. And generally that it's not hierarchical other than what's appropriate.
I thought, at its heart, anarchism, as we sit down at one of your tables here, that anarchism was about overthrowing authority.
Well, that's
the negative, authority.
That's the negative piece. I guess I would suggest, and I'm not the one who made it up, but a difference between freedom from, which is where I was at when I studied it in school, and which is what you're talking about, and freedom to, the freedom to do the right thing for the community and help those in need. Everybody, I believe, is a unique, creative, intelligent human being.
Well, and so talk about how anarchy works its way into the Zingerman structure. Now, there's that point in your history, the history of Zingerman's. You're chugging along. Everything's great. Paul says to you, wait a second, what are we going to do?
And Paul sat me down in front of the deli without any warning and asked me what I wanted to be doing in 10 years. This was in 93. I had no clue.
You could have gone wide, tons of Zingerman's across the country. You could have taken your products and distributed them to grocery stores. You could have just remained the same, and people would probably copy you, and they were starting to do that. And you choose what?
Well, we ended up writing a vision that outlined that we would have a community of businesses and that it would all be located here in the Ann Arbor area and that each business would be unique, but each would be a Zingerman's business.
And so the Zingerman's Community of Businesses, or ZCOB, was born. Ari and I are sitting by the espresso machines at the deli. The coffee comes from the coffee company. There's a creamery, a candy maker, a farm, a roadhouse, and, of course, a mail-order catalog, all run and co-owned with Paul Saginaw and Ari Weinzweig by former employees who all participate in cross-company decision-making. Wait, explain that. You could fully own a bakery. You could fully own the creamery. You could fully own the farm. You could what?
It's the belief that the more generous you are with that work, the more greatness you'll create. And that when you, from the heart, treat people like intelligent human beings and give them the chance to have a say in what's going on, then great things come from that. I mean, it can be harder in the moment. There's something easier about just telling everybody what to do, but I don't think it's healthy or sustainable, and it's not natural.
That's the anarchy. You are the anarchist who has given the freedom to the people that you work with.
You know, Murray Bookchin was an interesting anarchist from Vermont. He said that every normal human being is essentially capable of running any organization of which they're a part. In fact, the sharing of the responsibility reduces the odds of one person in a hierarchy leading the group in a very unhealthy way, which history is full of examples of that.
And then there's ZingTrain, a consultancy to teach the Zingerman way to other businesses, and ongoing education for Zingerman employees. We met one hitting the books in the deli's upstairs quiet please area.
I'm Daryl Jackson. Been here about almost 2 years.
What do you do?
Deli retails, perishables, dry goods, so cheesemonger, that happy face in the bread box.
The what?
The bread box. It's sort of the main stage, that wonderful wall of bread that you see as you come in the door. I am the carnival barker. I am direction, and hopefully some bread knowledge is being imparted as well.
And you're also studying up here, it seems.
A little bit, yeah. I'm just doing some paperwork. And
are you studying the Zingerman book?
Yeah, Camp Bacon is coming up, so I'm kind of...
What is that?
Camp Bacon is this sort of exposition of slow food and all small producers of, like, pork and...
So this really is... People talk about a Zingerman University.
Yes, it did. There's sort of an associate, graduate, and undergrad levels, and you work through... at the end of it, hopefully you have a larger base of knowledge in coffee or finance or baking or cheese or anything like that. Yeah.
What's your goal?
My daughter's 4 right now. I'm hoping to work with them until she's out of high school, and then we'll see after that. I'm really, really wild about cooking. I'd love to do some food writing and some travel for them. Yeah.
Wow. See, it's much more than just selling bread.
Oh, most definitely. It's much more than a commerce experience. It's sort of a community thing. Commerce seems to be tacked onto it, but I'm glad that I'm able to hold forth about cookbooks and other weird parts of food esoterica with guests. It's just fun. Yeah.
So the industrial model was all about specialization and narrowing people's focus. So it's like your job is just to make coffee. I'll take care of everything else. People don't understand how organizations work. They don't understand the impact that they have on you as a customer when you come in. They don't understand that the coffee-growing families in Honduras are dependent on us selling the coffee, and that the better we sell the coffee, the less poverty may exist in the villages in Honduras. I mean, if they don't understand any of that, the decisions they make will seem narrow and silly.
I can hear business people, frazzled business people, listening to this and saying, I do not have time. I just need the person who puts my widget in to put the widget in.
I would suggest the reason they don't have time is because that's the way they're working. When you teach other people how to lead and how to think, the burden on you as the leader is way lower. The hierarchical model depends on the leader pulling everybody all the time. It's exhausting. And in fact, the nature of authority is that half of them are reacting to your authority, so they're pulling the other way, which is even more exhausting.
Zingerman's also has an open books practice, meaning employees can see the books, see the finances. As we move upstairs at Zingerman's, I asked about another policy. Everyone learns company steps to solving problems. There are 5, for instance, for customer complaints, including apologize, and then employees are empowered to make it right. Can you give me an example of maybe a problem that might come up and how you might apply all your principles to resolving it?
Well, there's problems happening all the time. I mean, it's, we make mistakes with customers. A supplier might not show up. Butter prices can shoot up. at the bakehouse, we use tons of butter, literally. And what do you do? Now, do you raise prices? Do bonuses go down? So the old model is that the bosses retreat to the back room and try to figure it out. We don't really know what we're doing either, but we're supposed to know what we're doing. So we retreat to the back room and then come back and announce some big decision, which inevitably is flawed because there is no perfect decision. And then everybody else goes into reactive contortions over what's wrong with it. So what we would do here, if we do our job well, is to start dialogue, for sure involving the staff that are working with selling to the customers. What pricing do you think? What should we do?
Ask the people who make the sandwich what to...
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, because it impacts them. I mean, so if we don't raise prices and profitability goes down, people's bonus goes down, and eventually you can't buy the equipment that you need, that they need to do the work that they do. On the other hand, if you raise prices too much and you lose sales, bonuses go down and you can't buy so everybody's impacted by everything.
But with all this buy-in at Zingerman's, it wasn't enough for Paul and Ari. Recently, every employee was offered a chance to buy a $1,000 share with financing if needed. 200 bought shares. And they're literally, everybody's a stakeholder, but now there's shareholder stakeholders.
Yeah. Yes, I was just talking to 2 people at the Roadhouse last night when I was there working on the floor. And one of them made my day by saying, she's been here, 7 or 8 years. I mean, she does a great job. She's a manager and, said, hey, we're partners now. And she said, yeah. it's not like I wasn't really bought in before, because I really care about what's going on, and I've been obviously working really harder for a long time, but I got to tell you, it's kind of different now.
So, Ari, our segment is called View from the Top. You know, CEOs, heads of organizations. Is that, I see a little, is that offensive to you? You're smiling.
So it's not offensive. I mean, I think that it's less interesting than just a view. And that the view of the people who are downstairs or wherever in our organization working is just as interesting, if not more so, than my view.
What I have is a mixed berry. It's strawberry, blueberry, raspberry.
Mm. Zingerman's ice cream. Like, we spoke with Ari Weinzweig, co-founder with Paul Saginaw, during our election road trip to Ann Arbor. And we know there are critics. Some people say the sandwiches are too expensive. So right there on the website, under Why a Sandwich Costs What It Does, they explain the margins and what they spend to make them. I just know that for research purposes, I tested the brownies, and they seem just fine.